Hello, everyone. This is Sean Random from The Random Bush Show. This is a Random Bush production. However, this show is a little bit different. As been implied by the conversations that Andrew and I have, we're filmmakers, we're writers, we're goofy comedian actor types. We're always coming up with different projects, we're always working on things, and since we have this show that we put together, we thought this was a good format to be able to present other things that we've worked on and done. These will not be part of the regular production. Don't worry, Random Bush is going to be on its regular schedule. We're always going to have a weekly episode coming out. That's going to be consistent and regular. However, every once in a while, we're going to throw out one of these episodes, which we're calling Random Bush Presents. And Random Bush Presents is just going to be a chunk of content that we've created outside of the realm of the Random Bush Show, but we still wanted to present to our audience because it is within the perspective of Andrew and my work and humor and stuff. So yeah, without further ado, this is a Random Bush Presents. So this is a weird little sketch that I wrote. It was actually a three-part sketch. It was too long to use in any other type of format, but we ended up doing it as an audio sketch. I brought in some actors. They did an amazing job. It's kind of meta. It's kind of weird. It's a play on all the sitcom cliches, and yeah, without further ado, Random Bush Presents Sitcom.
I want to hit line drive.
Want to lose weight and keep eating?
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Hannah. Are you headed out?
Yeah, I'm going to a concert with a couple of girls from school.
Is that all you're wearing?
Stop it, Mom. This is how all the kids are dressing these days.
Well, I don't see why you have to show so much skin. There's something very attractive by a little mystery.
Mom!
We'll take a coat. It'll be cold later. Do you need a ride?
Sarah got a car for her birthday, so she'll be driving. Seems like everyone in my class has a car but me.
Don't start that again. Your father and I told you, you'll get a car when you get your grades up. Did you do your homework?
Mom, it's Saturday. They don't give homework on Saturdays.
But they do on Fridays.
It's all done, Mom. I promise.
Okay, then have a good time and be safe.
I will.
Bobby, what are you getting up to in here?
Sorry, Mom. My ball bounced up on that shelf, knocking over this picture.
What did I tell you about playing with your ball in the house?
I wasn't. I was running. And I tripped and the ball fell and then bounced up there.
Well, what did I tell you about running in the house?
Not too. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, let's get this mess cleaned up. I just can't quite reach. Geez, Bobby, you had to pick the highest shelf in the house?
I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, I know, sweetheart. Mom's just picking on you. I'm just going to climb up here and grab that ball.
Be careful. Mom!
Ah! Oh!
Are you okay?
Oh, I really hit my head in there.
Hey! What was that crashing sound?
Mom fell and hit her head.
Honey, are you okay?
Yeah, it just hurts is all.
Why were you climbing on it in the first place?
Well, my ball bounced up there.
Now, Bobby, what did we tell you about playing with your ball inside?
Oh, honey, you're bleeding.
Oh, shit. I'll get a towel.
Honey, I think I should take you to the hospital.
Oh, no. It's really not that bad.
Bobby, did you just make that sound? How'd you do that?
I just tried to say that word Mom said. But instead it made that sound.
What word? Oh, there it is again. That is so strange. What did she say exactly?
Mom said, oh, I'll get a towel.
That's so weird. Honey, what did you say?
What? Shit? Well, it's not really a good word. I shouldn't have said it. And we shouldn't repeat it.
What do you mean not a good word?
You know, a bad word, a swear word. You know, shit.
Now I'm making that sound!
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Bobby.
What is that? What was that?
What is what?
It sounded like a crowd was in here for a moment.
What?
What are you guys doing?
Hey, Susie! Check it out!
How did you do that?
It's a new word. Only Mom can say. And when we try, it sounds like this.
Okay. That's enough of that. Come on, kids. Let's clear out and give Mom some space. She just hit her head. Honey, are you sure we should go see the doctor?
No, really. It's just a bump on the head. I'm sure I'm fine.
Another great product from Manco.
Manco, we make products for real men.
Manco.
That's good. That's hot. That's good. No, that's good.
Hey there, sissy boy. Yeah, you. Eating that soup with a spoon. Want to step out from behind your wife's skirt and eat your soup like a man? Like God intended? First off, it's called stew. Or chili. And secondly, you're going to need Manco's newest innovation in food-to-mouth technology. You need the mouth shovel. The mouth shovel's 100% stainless steel, casts a full metal single tong dipped in latex rubber. Just like Daddy's tools were. Well, they never let you down, did they? No, neither will the mouth shovel from Manco. The only food delivery system I trust to ensure a man-sized portion makes the rough journey to my man-sized appetite.
Isn't that just a spoon?
Spoon? What? Oh, I think you mean my little sister's mouth shovel. You can't possibly be referencing this durability built double-reinforced handheld dump truck of a tool known as the mouth shovel as a mere spoon. This beast would likely break your wrist just from trying to hold its majesty.
Coming soon from Manco, the hand trident and the food sword.
Another great product from Manco.
We make products for real men.
Manco!
In my financial situation.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi, Dad. Can I borrow the car? I'm going to go meet some friends at the mall.
Have you done all your homework?
Of course, Daddy.
Okay, sweetheart. But drive carefully, okay? Be home by 9.
Thank you, Daddy.
Do you have enough money?
I should be okay.
Well, here. I've got 20 bucks on me you can have.
Thank you, Daddy. You're the best.
Honey, is that you?
Hi, honey. I was just...
Do you hear it? It's weird. It sounds like an audience clapping.
I don't hear anything.
No, it's gone now. Did you hear it? It was just there. It only happens when I enter a room others are already in. Here, hold on. I'm going to go back into the kitchen and then re-enter. Oh, hey! Hi, honey! See? Right there.
Honey.
Don't you hear it?
Why don't you just sit down? Here. Are you feeling all right? You hit your head really hard last night.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. In fact, I'm seeing things clearer than I ever have before. Where do you work?
Honey, you know I'm a shift manager down at the factory. I've worked there for almost 20 years now.
Yeah, I know that, but what factory? Where is it? What do you make there?
Okay, honey, I'm starting to become rather concerned. I really think you need to see a doctor.
I'm just saying, you leave every day at the same time, and you always come home at the same time, but where are you when you're gone?
Honey, I'm at the factory?
But are you?
Of course I...
Well, now the audience is ooing. Wait, say something salacious.
Like what? I don't know what you mean.
Like this, I am woman, hear me roar. I can do anything a man can do. Go, go, girl power! Okay, I think I'm starting to get it now.
Honey, I'm becoming very concerned.
And have you noticed how everything always seems... I don't know, everything is always just fine?
Of course it is. It's the American dream. We worked hard and our pleasant life is the reward for all of that. This is all just a little too much. I really must insist that we take you to go see the doctor. We'll have to take your car. I just loaned ours out to our oldest daughter.
We can't take mine. Funny story, I went out there earlier. I thought I'd take a quick drive to the supermarket. That car doesn't have an engine in it.
No engine? Well, that can't be right.
And the more that I think about it, I can't recall a single time I've ever driven that car. Oddly, I can remember getting groceries out of the back of the car in our driveway. Over and over and over again. There's always the same song playing, and it's always the same situation. I'm getting groceries, you come up behind me, and our son sneaks in and steals a box of cookies. You and the girls chase him into the yard that is not in front of this house. I checked. And the four of you wrestle around and laugh while I stand there and shake my head. Oh, and there's a golden retriever we seem to sometimes have, and for the most part, he's never around. But no, I have never driven that car.
Honey, listen to yourself. That can't be right. You pick up the kids from school and run errands all of the time.
No, I don't. Now that I think about it, I've never done any of those things. When everyone else leaves the room, I just kind of space out until something else happens. At least I did, till I hit my head last night.
Okay, seriously, where are your keys?
They're hanging on the hook, but I'm telling you, there's no engine in that car. The stickers are still on the seats under all the dust. Go see for yourself.
I'm going to run out to the garage and check on the car. Okay? Just try to lay down, okay?
Hi, Mom.
Hey there, darling. What seems to be the matter?
Some of the kids at school were making fun of me.
Why?
They said I was ugly, and my clothes were shabby.
That is ridiculous. Honey, just look at your bone structure. Have you ever seen a mirror? Your face is perfect. It has perfect symmetry. It's like a team of people are constantly applying light makeup touches and fixing your hair. Also, I've never seen you wear the same thing twice. And that clothing you're wearing is top shelf designer clothing that are not only out of our presumed economic range, but also could only be obtained in a major metropolitan fashion hub. Next time those kids give you a hard time, just ask them about something that's off script. They won't know what to do.
Oh, you're right. There is no engine in that car. And it clearly has never been driven.
Here's another one. Our laundry detergent.
What's wrong with Pride laundry detergent?
Nothing. But do you remember we used to use that other brand? The one in the blue bottle?
Well, yeah, I remember that. It was the snuggliest. I'm making my clothes snuggly soft. Well, why did we stop getting that brand?
I don't know. All of a sudden, we started using the stuff in the orange bottle.
Oh, yeah, I love Pride laundry detergent. It keeps my colors brighter and my whites whiter.
Right. But what was the name of the other stuff? You can remember the tagline, but you can't recall what it was called. Seems strange. Or did you find it weird that we always talk about the laundry detergent?
What are you talking about? We're a Pride laundry detergent family here. I'm proud that my family's clothing is washed in Pride. It makes my colors brighter.
And your whites are whiter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, we used to be just as passionate about the other stuff, and suddenly, we just switched to Pride, and we don't even remember why. Seems strange is all.
I don't understand all of this. I'm going to call an ambulance for you.
That's another thing. Earlier, I saw our daughter just pick up the phone and start talking. She didn't dial any numbers. Oh, or how about this? No one ever closes the front door. People just walk in, leaving the door wide open.
Hello? 911? Yes. Not an emergency exactly, but my wife is acting very strange.
Have you noticed our oldest daughter is vaguely black? Like, don't get me wrong, I'm just saying, how's that happen?
Well, she keeps noticing things that she's never noticed before. I don't know how to describe it.
Did, like, I step out on you 17 years ago? Or is she adopted? I wouldn't love her any less, but isn't that something I should know? Does it make us more culturally accessible as a whole? And why is she so hot? It's like every scenario with her has her walking across the room in some tight-fitting outfit, and then she leaves. Our firstborn is eye candy. And 17-year-old, my ass, our super hot, vaguely black daughter is at least 27.
Okay, sure, I'll give it a shot. Honey, the 911 operator is trying to assess a situation. Do us a favor and point at each of the walls.
Well, there's that one, that one, that one, and... Oh my goodness! Are you seeing this? Honey, who are all those people?
Oh, she freaked out when she got to the... Yeah, she's just staring at the wall. Yeah, last night she fell and she hit her head. Honey, the 911 operator says it sounds like you may have broken your fourth wall when you fell last night. Meta could be leaking into your perception. Look, try not to move around too much, okay? An ambulance is on the way. Excuse me, are you the doctor?
The doctor? Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm the doctor.
Oh, gee, it's a nice suit for a doctor. Look, doctor, can you please tell me my wife is going to be okay?
It appears from the initial assessment, your wife fell and struck her head late last evening. Now, this contusion, unfortunately, began building a blood hemorrhage that was pushing on your wife's brain, causing her to believe the things she was saying. But we both know that just isn't true, don't we, sir?
Of course. It was all rather off-putting. But what about the car? Its engine was missing.
Don't worry about the car.
What car?
We see this more often than you would imagine. It's commonly referred to as the Blue Fairy Syndrome. Unfortunately, your wife was just too far along for us to be able to intercede.
Are you saying my wife is dead?
I'm afraid so.
But this has never happened before. I don't know what to...
You don't have to worry about anything. I'll get it all worked out.
Should I get a new wife?
No. I don't think your audience's pseudo-Christian values would stand for that.
My audience?
You know what? Just stand here and grieve and... Oh, okay, here's what we're gonna do. You have an estranged older sister.
I do?
You do. She's an eccentric artist type. Oh, this'll be great. We'll do an odd couple thing. Here's what's going to happen in the wake of your wife's passing.
Oh, how sad.
Well, yes, it's all very sad. But in her absence, your sister Karen, the eccentric artist, is going to move in to help with the kids. That's a platonic safe save. We can have all kinds of fun with the two siblings trying to be adults together. And maybe down the road, we can put you back on the market. After the appropriate amount of time. Yeah, this is going to work out fine.
But how am I going to tell my kids about their mother?
Oh, you don't have to worry about it. The next thing you know, we'll be starting a new season. A few months will have passed, and the viewer will presume all of the grieving has passed as well. Well, not all. We'll squeeze some heartfelt stuff out of this. Maybe even a few tears. Best part, everyone in the family gets a new haircut.
Gee, thanks, Doctor. I really appreciate all you've done. Did you hear? My older sister Karen is going to move in to help out in the absence of my recently departed wife. Oh, I sure hope she doesn't start those same old antics she used to. Oh, well, we live and learn.
We will indeed, sir. Good day, and good luck to you.
More deliberations begin later.
Look, popular pie plant, pictured here.
Comedy's Masterpiece Theatre is proud to present the dramatization of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Within tonight's performance, on loan from Her Majesty's Royal Shakespeare Company, we are privileged to have the much sought-after talents of actor Sir Patrick Hemmingsworth, and playing his opposite and lover within tonight's performance in the pivotal role of Juliet, we are privileged to present Chewbacca, preeminent aide-de-camp of General Solo. Let us join now in the top of the second act, as young love-smitten Romeo has trespassed within his family's sworn enemy, the Capulet's garden, in the foolish and darkly fated effort to charm the hand of his namesake's enemy's daughter, the fair Juliet. Enjoy.
But soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief. That thou her maid art far more fair than she, be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off! It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses. I will answer it. I am too bold. 'Tis not to me she speaks. To the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business to entreat her eyes to twinkle in the spheres till they return. What if her eyes were then, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars. As daylight doth a lamp, her eyes in heaven would through their airy region stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek. She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious as this night, being o'er my head as a winged messenger of heaven unto the white upturned wondering eyes of mortals that fall back to gaze on him, when he bestrides the lazy pacing clouds and sails upon the bosom of air. Shall I hear more? Or shall I speak at this?
This hand, Karen.
Just put it down anywhere, honey.
In the kitchen? Are you gonna live in our kitchen?
No, honey. I'll move it all in my room, over there, in a little bit. I just want to go through some of this stuff first.
Whoa, has this room always been here?
Okay, Karen. This is it. Bobby's got the last box. Are you absolutely sure you want to do this?
John, I'm not going to let you go through this all by yourself. They're my family, too.
They're our family.
Dad, where did this room come from?
The kitchen has always been laid out as a stove, sink, cupboards, back door, pantry, kitchen door to the living room. Wait. It's stove, sink, cupboards, back door, Aunt Karen's bedroom door, kitchen door to the living room. Yes, and then the refrigerator, and of course, a large family table in the center, with no seating on the far side, just like always.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, did you do all your homework? Well, you know the rules. Go get it all finished up before supper. I'm going to go return the moving truck. Can you keep an eye on things for a little while?
That's exactly why I'm here.
We're going to make this work, okay? Whoa, hey! Watch it, sport!
Aunt Karen, this is the heaviest box in the whole world!
Oh, be extra careful with that, Bobby. That's my special brick collection.
Brick collection? Who collects bricks?
Well, your Aunt Karen, for one. And I know of others.
Did you just wink at the painting?
No, dear. The brick collection is a blatant reference to a popular character I used to portray in an even more popular show that had finished production a few years ago. We're all really hoping my inclusion in this will inspire cross-promotion, and the wink is a welcoming reference to my previous audience base and others in the know.
What?
Hey, I've been told someone here has made a really super-duper solar system diorama.
Yeah, it's for the science fair. You want to see it?
I sure would.
I'll go get it.
Bobby, don't run in the house, dear.
Okay.
Hi, Aunt Karen.
Hannah, there you are. Well, look at you. You're practically all grown up. Couple of months and we'll be shipping you off to college.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'll see you later, Aunt Karen. Going to a bonfire on the beach with some friends.
Well, hold up a minute. What's going on here?
Nothing. I don't know. Ever since Mom had her accident, it's like nobody is talking about her. Like, people are actively not talking about her.
Okay, I think you need to sit down and you're about to discover that your Aunt Karen has the solution to every problem.
I wish I could, Aunt Karen, but my friends are waiting on me.
Oh, don't worry. They'll wait. Sit down. What's going on with you?
It feels like I'm the only one who remembers her, and I can't get any of that stuff she was saying out of my head. And now I'm starting to notice stuff as well. And I don't know.
Okay, here you go. A big slice of Aunt Karen's fix-it-all solution.
Chocolate cake?
And two forks. You'll be surprised how many problems are solved over chocolate cake.
I can't eat this. I'm on a diet.
Oh no, honey. We never eat anything. Just cut it up. Move it around the plate a little bit. Get some on the fork. Make it look like you're about to take a bite. But at the last moment, make a point in the conversation. Go ahead. Give it a try. But first say something like, "This is delicious."
This is delicious? Yeah, I can remember weird things, like sometimes I'm on a beach, or in the jungle, and once on some big rocks. But the weird part is there's this guy taking photos, and there's all kinds of people fixing my makeup and holding my water bottle. That's weird, right? Why would I remember something like that? I know it's never happened, but the memory is so real. This one time I was dancing on the roof of a car with a guy playing guitar. And then the other day I saw that guy on TV. He's like famous. What's that all about?
Oh, I see. You know, the worst part about this chocolate cake bit is in the end, we'll both have to take a bite and smile cutely for the promo image. Like, oh look, they got those two together. Don't worry. We can spit into the napkin after Barry yells, "Cut!"
Cut! What the hell, Angela?
Aunt Karen, who is that man?
Don't get your underwear in a knot, Barry.
No, you're breaking character. You know the rules.
It's a mid-season premiere. It'll be fixed in post.
Hey, no, you don't get to make that call.
Check my contract, Barry. Do I have to remind you I carry a producer credit on this? Look, the girl's clearly having an issue. Ask yourself, who's better to explain it to her? Her Aunt Karen or Angela Dakota?
Are we having another Metalik?
She's a multi-platform performer, Barry. This was always an inevitability. After the episode with her mother, I'm shocked this hasn't happened sooner, to be honest.
Make it quick, Angela. I got a schedule to keep here, huh? All right, take five, everyone.
Aunt Karen, where did he go?
Just come down. I know it's all crashing in. It's okay. You're going to be just fine. You're going to have these experiences for the next couple of weeks, but eventually, they'll go away.
What's happening to me, Aunt Karen?
Please, call me Angela. It'll make it easier.
What?
Listen, you're a multi-platform performer. You used to be a child star.
Ruby?
Yeah, you're starting to get it. Ruby was your character name. After you got too old to play a high schooler, you transformed into a model. There was a month when your face was all over the magazine covers. You attempted to transition into a pop star, but your album fell flat. So now your people have you here on the show, as a placeholder while they try to kickstart your movie career.
Why don't I know any of this?
Because you're Hannah. You know, like I'm Aunt Karen. But I'm not really your Aunt Karen. Just like you're not really Hannah. Don't worry. It'll all come clear in time.
I don't understand. Why do I know this? Am I sick, like Mom?
No. Firstly, that wasn't really your mom. She was a bit player at best. Now that she's off this project, if she doesn't land something in the next 6 months, we'll likely never see her again. Look, characters in your scenario very rarely have any breaks in their character. There's really nothing to distract them. But like I said, you're a multi-platform performer. Because you have multiple sources of fandom, there's a lot of crossover. Crossover almost always breaks a character till you can hardly tell their iterations apart. Hannah is one of your iterations. Your awareness becomes expanded beyond Hannah, kind of like an overflow from the other influences. Sorry, Hannah. That's the curse of good casting. Listen, you should never tell the other characters about this.
But why?
They don't have differing mediums to fall back on. Should they break character, they're filled with narcissistic actor tendencies. You're lucky your mother was brought in before it progressed that far. I've seen it happen a few times back in the 90s.
But how do you know all of this, Aunt Angela?
Don't worry. It gets easier. I had a similar path as yourself, though I was a pop star. And I hosted SNL like 3 times. But after a long stay on a show just like this one, I moved on to film. And I was good, too. But then, I turned 35, and now I'm your Aunt Karen. I'm hoping this lays the path to do some Silver Fox roles, like in 5, maybe 10 years. Who knows? Maybe by then I'll get a comeback. It happened for Travolta, after all.
Thanks for laying this out for me.
Think nothing of it. We have to look out for each other. So you're ready to get back to the scene, Hannah?
I sure am, Aunt Karen.
All right, everyone. All right, let's bring it back together. Let's get some work done, huh? Let's earn those paychecks. Okay, ladies. How we doing? We all set? We ready? Good. All right. For this shot, I want you to both eat a bite of the cake, all right? It's chocolate cake. Everybody loves chocolate cake. So just go ahead, have a nice big old bite of it. Stick your faces right next to one another, all cute-like, right? Look right into the camera with that innocent yet, like, you know, sexy smile. Yeah, that's the one. All right, okay, now, no one's gonna believe we got the two of you together. This is gonna run great in the promos. All right, ladies, you all set? All right, here we go. Okay, everyone, pictures up and action.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. That was entitled Sitcom. I hope you enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun making it. Have a great week, everyone, and be good to each other.